Applause as the crane pulled away while workers secured one last beam on top of ECC's future STEM building. Alan Wozniak is the construction manager and an ECC graduate.
It was based on this education I received that I'm able to be a part of this that benefits an entire community and the state.
New York State is providing half of the $30 million for the project. Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul says the STEM building will provide young people an education in jobs of the future and better-paying jobs.
Because young people in Western New York who take the time to get a degree in STEM have the opportunity to earn a median income of $68,000, which is double the median income of anyone else. So I'm getting the word out loud and clear.
ECC and Erie County are splitting the rest of the cost. County Legislator Edward Rath III said the project is a good investment of public dollars.
Of the 34 largest industrialized nations right now, the U.S. is 27th in math and 20th in science. So we have some catching up to do, and this building is going to help the residents and the children and our grandchildren to do that catching up and to be educated in the right areas.
Earlier this month, on the same campus, ECC and elected officials celebrated the opening of another facility promising educations and future jobs, the college's new nanotechnology center. The STEM building, meanwhile, is expected to be completed by the end of this year. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.